So there was a long period of time where like people, I would like go to events and spaces where it was like creatives, and you know, they would ask if I was in a creative field or ask like straight up if I was a creative, and I would say like no, I just work in marketing, whatever. And now I'm like changing my mindset around that because one, I'm leaning more into my creativity and leaning into this identity of being a writer and being someone who is creative and has creative ideas. And something amazing is happening right now because I am really understanding how creativity is a muscle that can only get stronger. And yeah, I don't know. That's why I wanted to record this episode right now, because I want to just kind of speak on what I'm feeling right now and how amazing I feel in terms of creativity. I just feel like all these ideas are flowing. Like I just recorded, this is the second episode I'm recording back to back for In Just We Trust. Last night, I like instead of watching TV, I wanted to just write. Like, I haven't even been wanting to watch TV. I've been wanting to read and write and go out and explore and go to museums. And like, I want to just like really consume good art and really, I don't know. Like, I've just been feeling so like creative and I need an outlet. And so, as you guys know, because I'm talking about it very freely on the podcast now, I wrote a book and I'm recording this in early January, and I just finished on Saturday, January 4th. And I had a daily task of writing. And literally, it's been 2 days, but since I've basically completed that daily task of writing, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I still want to write. Like, I'm just writing so much. Little things that aren't really going anywhere, right? Like, I'm not saying I'm gonna like write a whole other book right now, but like, I'm writing like pages here, pages there, poems here, poems there. And I'm just feeling so creative, and I'm just feeling like I have so many ideas that I want to express, whether it's vocally over the podcast, or whether it's writing, or whether it's taking photos, like, or creating with my hands. Like, I really just want to create. And yeah, I'm really understanding how creativity is a muscle, because I feel like my creative juices are getting stronger because I was dedicated for 2 months to doing something creative every single day. Every single day for the past 2 months and some change, I was sitting down at my computer and writing. Even when I went to go visit my bestie in New York, I was drunk on her couch at 2 in the morning writing. Even when it was Christmas and I was home visiting my friends, at the pregame, I was writing because I didn't meet my quota for the day. So I was like, I need to write. I'm like at the pregame and I'm writing. And so every single day I had this writing quota, and now that the book is complete and I'm forcing myself to take a break from it so I can come back to it with fresh eyes. It's sitting with some beta readers slash people who are editing and giving feedback right now. So I want to come back to it in about 2 weeks to look at their feedback and come to it with fresh eyes. So I'm forcing myself to take a break, even though I want to keep producing and keep writing. And it's almost like I was like a hamster on a wheel doing this thing, and then the wheel just shut off, and I want to still run. I still want to run on that wheel. And so I'm just feeling so inspired. So I know this just kind of sounds like a tangent, but I guess the advice on this podcast is really going to be like, get creative in any way, shape, or form, whether that's journaling or writing nightly, whether that is doing something with your hands, doing something visual or even auditory, like with the podcast or like a podcast or singing, even if you want to just sing, make little random songs. Because as you continue to flex your creativity muscle, it's only going to get stronger and your ideas are only going to get better. And I really just feel like I'm feeling that. Like, I'm feeling so like, I want to create, I want to create. And I had my writing group today and we had a prompt, and you know, the prompt I came up with this, so you guys are free to take this, was write a story that starts with a color. And so, you know, most people in the group were like one lady took song lyrics and someone made a joke about plagiarism. And then there's people who, you know, of course, wrote about the beach and the ocean. And I wrote like this story where I kind of like flipped to this idea of color. And I started with yellow headlights, and I made it about a woman who kills her, trying to kill her husband because he cheated on her, but then he ends up killing her. Okay, whatever. And I was like, and they were like, oh my God, like that was so good. Like, I did, it was like a movie. I didn't expect like that to go from, you know, talking about headlight. And I was like, oh my God. gosh, like, wow. Like, and also it just feels really nice to get validated on ideas. So I've been really enjoying this writer's group because it's so nice to not just write in a vacuum anymore and, you know, get really great feedback on the work that I am creating. So anywho, this is a tangent episode. This is a ramble episode. I really like, this is definitely a ramble episode, but I just wanted to sit down and record because I'm just feeling all these ideas. But okay, let's get back into advice. Cause as you guys know, I always love to give people like tangible action items and steps and things to take. So one is do something creative every single day, whether that is writing or painting or coloring or singing little, you know, songs, making up jingles, writing poems. Try to do something creative that you are creating, not just consuming, every single day. And as that continues to grow, it's only going to get easier and you're only going to have more ideas, and the ideas are just going to be flowing through you and rushing through you like electricity. Number two is take yourself out on artist dates. And then I want you to write about them. So this is something that actually comes from my creative writing professor in college, Professor Elam. Shout out to Professor Elam at Howard University. And one of the, like, we didn't, like, besides writing stories, like, our other homework was taking ourselves out on artist dates and then writing about them. And so an artist date is really just any solo date. So I used to go to the movies a lot. I used to go to Hirshhorn in DC a lot, the Contemporary Art Museum. I loved Hirshhorn. Oh my gosh. And so I would take myself out and then I would write about the experience. And I still remember, like, very vividly, like, these dates. Like, right now I see myself in the courtyard of Hirshhorn and I was writing about everything that I closed my eyes and I was writing down everything that I heard. And that was something that she would talk about too. So take yourself out on artist dates. I want you to go out alone, bring a journal with you to write in the moment. That's what I used to do rather than waiting until I got home. And just write about everything that you're seeing and feeling and hearing. And it's just so fun to talk to yourself. I love talking to myself, clearly. And then the third one is read The Creative Act, A Way of Living. Is it Creative Way? Let me look up the exact title. The Creative Act, A Way of Being. So I did the audiobook version. And that has been, I'm not anywhere remotely done with it, but what I have listened to so far has been really eye-opening in terms of channeling creativity. So two of the things that I took away from that book, again, I haven't finished yet, but two of the things that I took away from that book that I really liked was the author said, you are a vessel for creativity and creative ideas are kind of happening in this ether space all the time. And it's really whoever becomes that channel for it, right? So it's like kind of this concept of like your ideas are almost like not your own, which of course they are, but like this idea that creativity is being channeled through you and coming out of you. And that's 100% how I felt about my book, because it was literally like I was like reading it in a dream. And then I woke up and I started writing what I wrote. And then another thing that he said that I found so fascinating was, and again, it's just really just the idea of expanding how you think about mediums and what it means to create. And so what he said was something along the lines of, once you know the form of what you want to do, you don't have to follow any rules, right? So once you know the rules, it's time to break them. And I want to say, and I don't know if I made up this example or if it was in the book, but an example of this is like, imagine a book that isn't just words on pieces of paper. Imagine a book that instead is like a series of chalk drawings or like videos scattered across the country. Like, what are ways that you can take different forms of media as we know them today and completely perverse them into something else? And so I thought that was just such an interesting way to think, because it's like, what if the final frontier of creativity is not just like the typical forms that we know now? It is going to look completely different, because that's what's always happened, right? You know, originally books were like scrawling on a cave, right? Or oration. And then now you have movies that are, you know, now you can have screenplays that are basically Twitter threads, like in the case of Zola, right? So it's like really this a concept of like taking everything you know about what it means to be creative and completely opening it wide open. And then he also does talk about observation, and he talks about just looking and experiencing all the things around you. And so that is always something that I'm very keen on. It's very grounding, and it also just kind of opens your eyes to all the beauty of this world. Like, the world is art. Like, the world is so incredible and so beautiful. It is art in itself. I'm just feeling so inspired to speak about creativity, and just want to remind anybody out there who may want to pursue something creative but feels like they can't and feels like they aren't a creative, you are. Everybody is creative. Everybody is creative. If you put on your outfit a cool way, that's creativity. You added a little riff at the end of your favorite song, that's creativity, right? Like, everything you do is creativity. And I want you to start thinking of yourself as a creative person. So those are kind of my recommendations. Definitely recommend that book. I know a lot of people like it as well. So I'm going to end the episode here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of In Jess We Trust. I'm your host, Jessica Johnson, signing off. In Jess We Trust.